drink some coffee, brush my teeth, and then I don't drive. I really hate driving to work in the morning, cause traffic makes it take too long.
It takes too long, it takes too freaking long. Hate the radio, hate the morning shows, except for 101X, the show is alright, I guess. Just give you the chorus to the song, now it's time for you to sing along. Gorgeous and dick. I am ambivalent about British chicks.
I'm a fan of star salt.
You are gay.
Good morning, boys and girls. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right. Deb, what's up, man?
Oh, this thing has finally bitten the dust.
What?
Been like the microphone thing has been.
You don't need that thing.
Yeah, I don't need that.
You don't need it.
Don't need that. I'm supposed to just hold that up there and.
It doesn't hold that. That's the thing.
Yeah, listen, it's been falling further and further, and now the whole thing's fallen off. It's just got a weak link now.
My home microphone, I've been going for like 2 years with two of them. All right?
2 years?
Yeah.
How violent you are with them?
All you need is a couple of rubbers and then you're good. All right?
Said Jason, never.
No. For like my entire life. All you need is like two, and then you're good. Right?
Oh, just two for life.
Yeah.
Man,
I made the sweetest condom joke yesterday on a sports talk.
Yeah?
So good.
Yeah?
You want to hear it? You ready?
Go on, then.
It's dunking on myself, all right?
Yeah.
Beto early voted yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, I got to tell you something about your boy, Beto.
No.
I got to tell you something.
Don't.
Too.
No.
No, not that.
Oh.
But, no.
All right.
Kind of that, though. But he early voted, and so he was all excited about the finger condom. You guys experienced in the ways of finger condoms?
I've seen the pictures. I can't vote.
Yeah.
So.
But when you go vote, they give you a little finger condom. I don't think they call it that.
That's what it looks like, though.
It's a little
rubber thing that goes over your digit.
So that you can touch on the voting machine and not get any weird germs off of it.
Yep.
And, he was just very excited about the world of finger condoming. And I told him my experience, how when I went in there, I saw it, and I was very excited, because I've been looking for that size my whole life. I told you! Sweet-ass finger condom joke. Boom.
So you got to use it then. That was fun.
Joke.
Yeah, it was fine. Actually, when I saw the picture of Beto's, I was like, man, yours is bigger than mine.
Do they look at your hands and go, this one's for you?
Like his went all the way like sort of down his finger, and I had just like a just
yours
on the
was
tip.
Like a glove.
It was just the tip type situation.
I brought my own from home, and so I just put like
you
a whole entire
your
hand
own?
In there. Yeah. I got a Magnum. It's hard to vote with just your whole fist.
Uh-huh.
That made you feel good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh,
you seem
so powerful.
Like seemed like a good fist voter, I guess. But go vote. I guess you have 2 days left, today and tomorrow, to early vote. Because who knows what the lines are going to look like on election day. If you're able to get away and early vote, do it today. Do it tomorrow. All right?
Yes, do it.
All right, good. It's beginning to boo. That is my...
It didn't last very long.
That's the enthusiasm that I have for the Halloween season. Is Alfie in costume?
Alfie's not in costume
yet.
What
are we waiting? Oh, he's...
I've got them here. They're all right here.
All right.
Oh my God, I see that one. I already love
good.
It.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. You guys didn't notice my costume? I'm a Jacksonville jumbo shrimp.
Oh, my boy Kyle got you your hat.
I was presuming that was from Florida Man Kyle, but I don't know. It just showed up at the radio station yesterday.
Yeah.
It was from both of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You presumed you'd like the emblem of that thing, seeing as you're into weird, awkward hats now.
Fun minor league baseball type hats. Kyle, you should not have. Nick, you probably should have.
He reached out to me and said, hey, I'm going to get Jay a Florida.
Why? Don't buy me things.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
That's what I told him, too.
But now that Kyle has started, I think the rest of you listeners owe me. Okay.
Well, only weird major minor league baseball teams that have really weird emblems. This is a jumbo shrimp that's just hilarious. But he reached out to me and said, hey, I'm going to get him this hat. Do you know his hat size? And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a 16 3/4.
16 3/4.
And then I said, but you know what? I've never bought a hat that has sizes, so don't ask me, ask Nick. And he reached out, he's like, yeah, it's like 7.5 or something. I was like under half of what I said. And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Really? So, I guess they, I never knew him at all.
Are they different in metric or something?
Maybe in England?
I don't know. No. Girls, we don't do hat sizes. Uh-huh.
I don't know my hat size either. So I think I'm 7 3 somethings.
But yeah, well, now you know if you didn't know that that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. 7 3/4. Sometimes I can squeeze into a 7 5/8. But see, that's the thing is there's.
Does your head size change since you lost all your weight?
No, not really. Not
just
that I've
the
noticed.
More crazy gets.
But well, there's a lack of uniformity in the hat size world. Just like it's not as bad as the t-shirt world, mm-hmm. where sometimes I can, be drapey in an XL, and sometimes a 2XL is still a little on me. But yeah, sometimes a 7 5/8 works. Always a 7 3/4 works.
You're not going to try to convince me that that's just the style for hats now, is that they're slightly raised up above the ears. They're supposed to be that high above the ears, Deb. Nobody wears
it's
a hat down low anymore. Like your suit pants.
Do what?
Like your suit pants. You said it's just the style because they ride up so high?
Yeah.
Is your hat like that because it's so small? Never mind. Don't have me explain the jokes.
I was waiting for the... hear a joke? No, Kyle sent me a hat and shouldn't have, sir. 16 3/4, huh?
I don't know. It's just a number that was in my head.
I wonder if you, like, have some terrible condition where you, like, you know, you can't get your head up. Does anybody in the world have a 16 3/4?
Probably not.
Grown-up Stewie?
Yeah.
Does he have that's a weird head
sloth?
Shape.
Sloth wear a 16 3/4? Still unlikely.
That's the size that Pharrell has with his hats. I want to see you. I want somebody to get you a 16 3/4 hat now. I will chip in on that.
It would have to be homemade. Ridiculous. Because, yeah. I don't think they're manufactured very frequently. All right. Yeah. Two sleeps till Halloween. Do you guys have interesting Halloween decorated houses in your neighborhood?
Oh my God.
Not just elaborate, but, you know, quirky, fun.
I won't say quirky or fun or elaborate or any of the words I would use to describe my neighbor. You know, my street is famous for all my trash neighbors. Even if, you
That's
know.
That's what they say about you.
Yeah, right. I do have a bunch of acorns in my front
yard.
What
would your neighbors say about you?
Me personally or my house?
Just like when you point to these, they'll be like, oh, that's the frat house. That's where the trash people live.
Yeah.
That's the nice old lady. What would they say about your house?
Well, there's that English bitch with too many cars.
That's probably
something,
it.
Something, right?
Probably,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weird house.
Yeah.
With the weird door and why is it, the windows that there? And
all of the houses on your street are
skiddy brown color.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of weird.
Yeah, the houses are all a little bit interesting. Yeah.
What would you expect from a dead-end street?
It's a cul-de-sac. However, let me tell you about one of my trash neighbor's decorations. This is the family that don't mow their lawn because they say, oh, it's a butterfly sanctuary. Really?
Oh, you know the people?
Really?
The people across the street from me?
They say the same thing?
Well, like,
I almost got lost. I parked in front of your house once and stepped off out of the car into the grass. I was gone for weeks. You thought I was away this summer in jail? No, that's I was opposite your house.
I thought it was an art installation for a while because I was like, what is going on here? It's head high and but now there is a sign there, something that says like wildlife something. I don't know if they're making a joke or what they're doing, but yeah,
you do have a random little tiny creek back there.
Behind them.
Yeah. So I wonder.
In front of them is just grass.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's bad.
But
yeah, my butterfly habitat neighbors have kids, and so they put some stuff out. It just looks like a bunch of trash that they found, like, in the backyard under a pile of logs that was there from the previous neighbors. But it's a bunch of trash, like, meant to look like a weird picket fence from a cemetery or something. Random things. And then there's some things in the trees that are supposed to look like ghosts. However, it looks like they ran out of the actual ones that they bought because there is just a Target bag up there. This is not a joke. This is not a drill.
Okay.
All right. Can I call 911 on that?
Because there's a Target bag
in the
tree.
Take the trash out of your tree, peasants.
I don't think you can call 911.
God almighty, they are rich.
No, you should. You should.
They have so much money, and they might be up the top of the trashiest people on my street.
How do you know they have so much money?
Because I know the professions of the family.
Well, it is a Target bag. It's not like it's a Walmart bag.
I mean, right, it's not a Walmart bag, so I got that going for me, which is nice.
Well, this is a story out of Richmond, Texas. Is that the DFW area? I don't know.
It's the getaway, but
whatever.
Richmond?
I'm thinking of Richardson.
Yeah.
Which way do you go for Richmond?
No clue.
Okay. Her HOA has told her she has inappropriate Halloween decorations. Angela,
I'm with
here,
you,
I'll
girl.
Give you the
I mean, I'm
thing.
With you, HOA.
She's got a skeleton strip club.
Oh. Is it just one pole or more than one pole?
I think they have a few poles. Let's see here.
Have you seen the slut skeleton up front in the radio station?
No.
We have a floozy.
I'll be right back.
We have Yeah, Nick, you should run and take a picture of it and we'll put it on the blog. Somebody who posed it is a real hoe lover.
I like to keep my head down as I proceed through there.
I don't know how you miss it. It's on the blue.
I have not even noticed that we have a skeleton.
It's on the weird blue sofa that's out there.
And there's just a skeleton sitting there?
And there's a skeleton sitting there, but it's really funny because...
Oh, you know what? I thought that was a salesperson.
Nice.
I was trying to make that joke.
That's no good. I mean, it is good, but it's just
kidding,
mean.
Christy.
So it has... The skeleton is sitting on the sofa with its back up against the sofa. Excuse me. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hiccups. Then one hand is like... kind of reach behind its back like this, and then the other hand is like this, and then one leg is up like this.
Okay. It's just lounging.
It's posing.
The front of a hot rod car pose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I definitely.
Okay, upon the looks of it now, it's just one. They just have one stripper skeleton, but apparently that's too much for the HOA, who sent her a letter saying that she has to remove it. Angela openly admits that was her intention. Quote, it's modeled after an adult club. Every night we change the position. It's just been really creative outlet for me.
Oh, shut up.
We've all been cooped up, and it's just been a terrible year. We decided if it brings a little joy, brings a little bit of smiles to someone, then we're doing everything right, end quote. Says that she has had no complaints, that none of her neighbors have approached her to complain. Yeah, that's because I'm busy... busybody ass hoes just call straight to the HOA.
Uh-huh.
They're like, do you see this? You see this smut that's going on in our neighborhood?
The thing is, like, I don't, you know, is a kid going to look at that and think stripper? No, they're just going to think, oh, look, a skeleton lady half fell down that pole.
Right.
They're not going to know what it is.
Can a kid look at it and think, oh, stripper, it's about time you started to learn. Johnny, all right, there's strippers in the world, okay? Sometimes they decompose.
I don't know if a kid is going to be able to identify that, but... Well, it's interesting. It's creative, I suppose. I don't know if you need that because of COVID-19.
Can she just declare her front yard a stripper sanctuary? Because if so...
Ah, like the butterfly sanctuary.
I might finally buy a house.
Well, the HOA's deadline says she has 30 days to remove the decorations.
So she's done. Like, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay,
deal.
Fine. I'll figure out about my Thanksgiving stripper display next.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Debbie, Morning X.
Morning X Force.
Nirvanas tweets at Jason and Deb, says, ah, I'm getting ready to drive 2 hours to Austin. What did I miss? What
do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nothing?
Nothing.
It was cold for a couple days, but now it's not so cold anymore.
Alfie's dressed as a pig today.
Oh, I didn't even see yet.
We have a slut skeleton sitting out front in the lobby of this radio station.
Is that word canceled? I thought you weren't supposed to say that anymore.
Well, it's just I'm talking about a skeleton and an animate object.
Skeletons matter, Deb. Skeletons matter.
No.
All right.
No. We only care about the things that really matter.
Hmm.
That's not even a real skeleton, Jason. I hate to break it to you.
What?
If it was, it would be of a very long and skinny toddler.
It's a... Is it a toddler size? Is it?
I mean, it's not human size. It's not grown human size.
Again, I haven't seen it in reality.
I mean, look at it. You know what a chair looks like. Yeah. Its legs don't even reach over the end of the chair.
Okay.
Its head doesn't even barely make it past the top of the chair.
It's on our Twitter, @JasonandDeb, if you want to see the slut toddler skeleton that we've set up in our lobby.
Doesn't it look floozy, Nick? You just went out there and took that picture.
You know, we're wondering why business is down. We got slut toddlers set up in the lobby. That doesn't seem like a good business plan.
Now you say it like that, you make it sound terrible. It's a skeleton. It's a fake skeleton slut toddler.
Look, she just looks proud of what she's got, right? I'm going to encourage her to, you know, you got it, flaunt it.
I'd
go,
say
girl.
Eat a sandwich.
Maybe it's not a toddler. What if it's a little person? How about that?
It could be.
Yeah. Of age to work and then...
Yeah, that's totally legal.
What
yeah.
if they're just like really, really old, like back in the days when
everybody
was tiny?
Ah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Oh, right. So it's like a skeleton from the 1600s or something like mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you're
it's
saying
It's a Bafana skeleton.
Ooh. A what?
Great new show Nick turned me on to. Started episode 6 last night. Nick, does that mean I'm about to be really disappointed because it's about to be over?
Yes.
God damn it. It's so good.
But it ends on a twist.
It's Norwegian, mm-hmm. so you got to read it.
Every show that you watch really that's not Fargo is a mistake, okay?
Oh, you're not the boss of my TV watching.
I'm not the boss, but I am the boss of that opinion, which is correct.
How many episodes are you in on Fargo?
All of them. That I just watched the most recent one is episode 6 of this season.
Okay. Has anything happened yet? Anything happened yet?
Yes. Do you feel like nothing's happened?
I've only watched like the first episode and a half.
Yeah. The first episode, they do a whole bunch of historic meandering, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean... People, first of all, like lots of people getting shot all over the place. it is just tremendously violent. It's great.
Is it?
Give it a try, Deb. You would like it.
Yeah,
I don't know who wouldn't like it. Although it is.
I got to watch ads on Hulu, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have fancy Hulu, and that just puts me off Hulu. I only watch stuff on there if I'm like either really desperate or really, really into it.
How do you not have a Hulu premium?
I pay for other premiums, all right?
Pirated. No. I know you haven't, but you're sharing passwords with 8 people.
The ones that I get are shared Hulus, and they don't pay for no ads.
You got to upgrade the people you're stealing from.
You should tell them that you'll pay for Hulu if they take over something else.
I don't know what she pays for. I don't know what... I don't know who else she... She's... I look at her Hulu, and I'm one of like 6 other people on it, so I feel like I can't say anything to her about it.
Yeah.
It's fine where it is. I'm begrudged to watch things there because of commercials. Get rid of commercials, I'll watch you.
Okay. Listen to our commercials, though, okay?
Ours are way better than visual ones.
Sports brought to you by Pants, topping all children playing football news. The University of Texas lost a recruit yesterday.
Aww.
Pretty big recruit. Quarterback Quinn Ewers, the number one ranked prospect in all of the 2022 recruiting class.
Whole country.
Yeah. Said in August that it had always been his dream to play for the Longhorns, and he officially committed. And yesterday says, you know what? I am uncommitted.
Where's he go to high school?
I have less commitment. Carroll High School of South Lake, Texas. 6'3", 205-pound junior quarterback. He is...
That's not very big at all.
205 pounds. He's like 17.
Yeah, it's pretty... I would say that's pretty good size, man.
Caramba.
Yeah.
Man, I wish boys at my school looked like that at 17. I would have banged at school instead of having to, you know, send out for bangings.
Did you have favor bangings?
Didn't have favor, but you couldn't bang at school because they were all little boys. Mm-hmm. You had to go and date older guys.
We had plenty of 6'3", 205 guys.
We didn't.
I mean, I'm trying to think of...
No way. There was no boys that looked like men at my school except for Mr. James, the English teacher.
We had met Hausenfluke. He was our designated go-by-beer guy.
My senior year, I'm sure I was...
Oh, I was the go-by-beer girl.
I think I was 6'3", 315 by my senior year. Is that the kind of size you're looking for?
6'3", 315?
I mean, yeah, I was fully grown by my senior year.
I'll pass on that one.
Oh, okay.
Give me 100 pounds less. I might have thumbs up that one.
When
I say full grown, I don't mean like that way.
there's no way you guys would have been friends if you were in high school together, right? Like, you would have hated each other.
Oh, we were totally...
We're barely friends right now. What are you talking about if we were in high school?
I hear about the things that he did to his female friends in high school.
What did I do?
The toilet, the pennies.
Okay.
That girl who was running for office
or
something.
Exactly.
That
all
girl
of those
was
things.
The friend. Okay. The toilet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the friends people.
What do people think when they say that thing you did to your friend in the story is just called the toilet?
Yeah, the toilet, the pennies. Just the meanness.
She was not a friend.
A counter campaign. Okay. Who wasn't a friend?
The toilet person. I assume we're talking about the same toilet story.
Was she
story.
An enemy?
No, it was.
But she thought you were friends.
She just drew a bad number. We had a white elephant gift exchange, and
well, you must have been friends to do a gift exchange.
No,
weren't strangers, were you?
It was in our senior journalism class. We had a white elephant gift exchange, and me and my friend John.
Well, you made her cry, didn't you?
We wrapped up the secondhand toilet from the bathroom his parents had just renovated, and we put it in a giant box, and we decorated it all up like it was a bathroom. Like, we hung a mirror on the wall, and there was a toilet paper dispenser. We taped some magazines to the top of the thing, and then we wheeled this thing into the high school because we thought it was fun. fun. It was just a fun thing to give somebody a toilet at a White Elephant gift exchange.
You made everyone look at her and go, you got a toilet.
The girl who drew the, I guess it was the second to the last number, because I don't remember the rules of Yankee swap, but yeah. Anyway, the girl who got stuck with it, she cried. All right, but she was just an acquaintance, not a friend. I would never give a toilet to a friend.
Yeah, I don't think we would have gotten in high school. You would be way too big for your britches. Actually, your britches were way too small for you, probably.
No, just told me. High school, I would wear those. Yeah, I had very large britches. All right, that was the look.
Baggy britches time.
That was the look, man. Quinn Ewers. I have long maintained that while I understand the importance of recruiting, even though it hasn't exactly worked out for Texas, who just brings number one class after number one class after number one class, goes to a lot of Texas bowls. I understand the importance of recruiting. I don't get excited about kids until they're on the 40 acres. You score some touchdowns on the 40
then
acres.
Jason will get excited about your children.
But yeah, like it honestly, it does seem weird.
It is weird.
I remember the day that he committed, and Ed and Beto were like, ready to give him a key to the city. Yeah. I'm like, this kid might be 15 years old. Okay, we're losing our minds over this 15-year-old kid. And so when he has decommitted, I'm not upset about it. It's fine.
So where's he going now?
Well,
OU?
he's just opened up his decision. He's uncommitted to any place. He says that
Did he say why?
He says he's rethinking his decision as more and more schools were continuing to recruit him, mm-hmm. including Ohio State, Alabama, and others. Which, that right there, I don't know if that's cool, all right? He's committed to us. That means you stay out of his ear.
You didn't put a ring on it.
If
his mom didn't get a new house, then you didn't put a ring on it.
So can you walk up to a woman who has a boyfriend and start trying to tell her, hey, give me another chance?
It's not illegal.
Here. Yeah.
I mean, it's
unethical.
It's immoral, but, you know.
Didn't she one time petition all of the army wives in Austin, Texas to, what was it, test the durability of their relationship while all their husbands were overseas?
I was trying to offer a service.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Okay. It was later explained to me that was very crass and inappropriate.
Yep.
I was threatened by a few soldiers, and so
Jason, you know what? Veterans Day is coming up in 2 weeks. You should rekindle this bit.
That offer. He might still wind up at Texas, although he thanked the Longhorn staff for their time.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not good. That doesn't seem like he's coming back, right?
Thanks for your time. I mean, how much time have they spent on it?
Oh, you have no idea.
What do you mean?
They've probably been calling him every day.
You could, yeah, when you have a recruit of his.
To do what? For 2 years?
Hey, yes. What's up, man? How was chemistry class?
Get out of my way, you creepy perv.
Tom Herman
That's
is
disgusting.
Sending text messages to eighth graders today.
That's disgusting.
Like, Tom Herman gets home and he goes on his bed. He puts his feet up behind. He's like laid on his stomach on some pillows, and he's just like, "Hey, how was your day? How's it going? What's going on?"
He is in the DMs of a high school freshman right now.
Did that
one girl accept your date to prom?
He's literally making relationships with these people.
Yes. That's the way it works, man.
That's disgusting and weird and creepy. I've never heard such a thing.
That's why, Nick Saban, when we have an established relationship, you mind your business, okay? Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
That is really weird.
Well, should have got rid of that song.
Don't even start with me. Haymaker, $25 to spend. Could be yours right now. 512-835-1015. $25 Haymaker gift card. 512-835-1015. But you got to beat me. Are You Smarter Than Jason? It's coming up next. Good luck.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Stop that. Not just you, Machine Gun Kelly, but all of you who put a little weird thing at the end. Stop that. Knock it off. Halloween TBT, WJND, coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, your chance at a $25 Haymaker gift card. Go.
Oh, it is. Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, good morning, Adam.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hey, Adam, I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, dude.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
What are you up to today?
I am on my way to work right now.
Oh, are you? I got a pig sitting on my lap.
A pig.
We'll be posting some pictures later on the Twitter, I'm sure. Just Alfie up. One of his three Halloween costumes. Well, I've got more at home. I'll bring some back, see if he fits into them. He does not like being a pig today, though. don't know why.
But he's adorable from behind.
Isn't he? I mean, his little butt and his little curly tail on it. It's so cute. Yeah. Oh, Adam. Let's get to the quiz. Oh, hey, Brady. Number one, names of military vehicles, literary characters, and financial, fictional raccoons.
Well, I know what financial raccoons is.
Oh, very bad at it.
Let's go with number one.
I feel like they're not good with money for some reason. military vehicles. Number one, which World War II general had a series of U.S. tanks named after him?
Sherman.
No, Patton. But there is a Sherman tank, right?
Yeah, now I have to double check that. Dang it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Nick. What do you mean? Did you just Wikipedia this?
No, I do not Wikipedia any of these. We've been over this so many times. I Google.
But when you say, oh, I got to check.
To make sure that there's not, that Sherman wasn't a World War II general. I just know Patton is the famous one. He was like the main general. It's fine.
Do it right now. Have you got your phone on you? Yeah, do it right now. Do it right now while I do this.
Okay.
Number two, which automobile manufacturer got their start making 4x4 utility trucks for World War II?
Jeep.
Yes, that's the one. Well done.
Sherman was a Civil War general.
Civil War general.
There you go.
They didn't have tanks in the Civil War. How did he get a tank named after him?
It was the British, too.
Huh?
The tank was named by the British for the American Civil War general, William Tecumseh Sherman.
All right, that's weird.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that either.
Interesting. Look at that. We all learned something today. And number three. Oh, my God. Luke Skywalker famously piloted which kind of starfighter?
An X-Wing?
Yes, he did. Yeah. Well done. Hold on a sec, Adam. We'll get Jason back in here. Number one tiebreaker. Really? Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
I Googled it.
That seems cheap. I was looking at some of the other ones last year. They're not cheap. All right, names of military vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam got one.
All right.
Number one. Which World War II general had a series of U.S. tanks named after him?
World War II general.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really know any of those. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
World War II.
Yep.
The blah tank.
The blah.
Blah. Blah. See, I only know one general, but I know he's not from that war.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll go with it anyway. General Lee.
I knew you were going for General Lee. No, General Patton.
Ah, yeah, I probably knew that one too. Okay.
All right, number two. Which automobile manufacturer got their start making 4x4 utility trucks for World War II?
Seems like it got to be that one.
Is it though?
Maybe it could be that one.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Can you tell me again?
Which automobile manufacturer got their start making 4x4 utility trucks for World War II?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Uh-oh.
Give me Jeep.
Yeah, that's the one. You thinking a Hummer?
Yeah. I don't even know. Manufacturer? Hummer's not even a thing anymore, right?
No, they're coming back.
They're coming back again?
They're back.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Because they've already come back a couple times, right?
Yeah, but like now it's like it's okay, and I think they're trying to make them electric or something.
Yeah, sweet.
Huh. All right, number three. Number three. Start again. Parallelogram. Luke Skywalker famously piloted which kind of starfighter?
What is the category? What happened?
Military vehicle. Names of military vehicles.
Uh-huh. And he's that's a military.
I'll see you in court, sir.
All right. He piloted which kind of what?
Starfighter. What was his vehicle? Vehicle called.
I used to shoot womp rats. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with the Dagobah Mobile.
Oh, Lord. it's the X-Wing, man.
Ah, the X-Wing, man.
X-Wing, man.
All right. In the case of a tie, as we have here, Deb will ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Adam, you think of it.
You didn't tie.
You said he got one.
He got two.
He got two. I said one.
You told me he got one.
Why would I said that? I lied.
You got Jeep and X-Wing.
That affects my strategies.
You would have got that Luke Skywalker one correct had I paid you.
I would have explored the general space further.
There was no space to explore. You had no hope.
Quit cheating me.
I'm not cheating you.
Why did you tell me that he got one, all right?
Why? I don't know.
How
brain
hard
tired?
Is it to count to two?
Brain tired.
Your brain only
says
counts
Mr.
to
Perfect
one?
Over here. Never makes a mistake.
Hey, do you want to do the tiebreaker?
Do you want to do the tiebreaker?
Just ball don't lie.
You also, disrespect the integrity of the game, says, wow, that's cheap about tiebreaker number one. But yeah, go for it.
There's three tiebreakers. I'm not going to do the one. Shut your mouth. Don't just stay out of my process, sir. I got my process. You do yours over there.
Okay. You
want
to stay out of my process?
You want to do the tiebreaker? See if you could beat him on this?
Sure.
Okay, what was Luke Skywalker's numerical call sign as a member of Red Squadron in the Battle of Yavin?
You know what? I don't want to do it.
I don't think you did.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.